Good morning, everyone. How are you guys this morning? Good. Okay. So this morning, we're going to talk about how God takes care of us. Who believe that God takes care of us every day? Even before you were born, God knew you and He protected you, even in your mommy's belly. Do you believe that? Okay, well, I'm going to talk about a baby that was protected by the Lord. Who knows a baby that was protected by the Lord? Well, there was another baby. Moses, yes. So this was baby Moses. In the time of Moses' birth, there was a king that was killing the children because he was afraid that out of all these children from the Jew, there would come someone that would take over his position. So out of fear, he decided to kill the little babies that were being born at that time. And at that time, Moses was born. And his mother was wise because she kept him for the time that she could. And then she decided to weave a basket and to make it waterproof so that she can put it on the water. And she put her baby in there and she put the baby in the water. And the baby went down the river. I believe that this mother was praying because she knew God and she was praying. And she sent Miriam, Moses' sister, to watch the basket, see how it was going, that it would get to somewhere safe. And no other than the king's daughter, the princess, saw this basket and grabbed it and brought it to the shore. And she saw what was in there. And it was this beautiful baby boy. His name was Moses, as we know, right? And she looked at it, and do you think that she just decided on her own? Don't you think that the Holy Spirit had a little bit to do with why she chose this baby to save him? Because she knew that these babies were being killed. So there was something greater than her that made her decide to keep this baby. And Miriam was right there watching, and she came running and says, "Ma'am, do you need someone to take care of this baby?" And she said, "Yes." And so the baby was taken back to the mother. Nobody knew that she was the mother, but she was the baby Moses went back to his own mother to be taken care of for the queen. So she might have even gotten paid to take care of her own child. This was a real blessing because God made a way for Moses, because we all know that later on in Moses' life, Moses becomes very close to the Lord, and he's very obedient to the Lord, and he does many things to bring his people out of that place, Egypt. So God protected Moses. But the real thing here that I want you guys to get this morning is that God is with y'all, all of us. He has always been with you. And so the thing about it is that we have to take hold of it. Does anyone know how we get God to listen to us and to hear our prayers and to protect and guide us? Does anyone know here? By praying. We communicate with the Lord. We get to know the Lord through His Word, through the Bible, and then we communicate with Him through prayer. And the Lord will have you and protect you and keep you. And some of us are being kept by our parents because they're the ones praying every day for us. So we need to thank and be grateful to our parents every day because they protect us. They are the one talking to the Lord. They are the one pleading in our behalf that we will be protected. But even as children, you guys can pray, because God called Samuel, as you have said, when he was still a child, and Samuel heard God's voice. And you can also hear God's voice, but you have to communicate with Him, and you have to get to know Him through His Word, which means reading the Bible. So I want to challenge you guys this week to read your Bible. And if some of you don't know how to read, ask Mommy and Daddy to read that Bible for you so that you can understand. And when you don't understand God's Word, pray that He will give you understanding when you're reading God's Word and or when your parents are reading it for you. Who promises to do that for this coming week? Okay. Who wants to pray?
Me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this Sabbath, and thank you for always being here for us and protecting us. Thank you for the parents you gave us, that they're always praying for us. Please bless us in Jesus' name. Amen.